This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the Morning Run, and you're here with Lynn Roshan and Noel. 9:21 a.m, Tuesday the 13th of April. And before we get into some interesting telco news, let's just take another quick stop in at the KLCI.
The KLCI is down 0.2%, 1,605 points, just under 1,606 points. Year-to-date, down 1.4%. On a one-year basis, up 18.6%.
All right. And now, some interesting news from last week was that Celcom and Digi are heading for a merger, which would result in Malaysia's largest telco provider. Now, the resulting merge co will be called Celcom Digi and remain listed on Bursa Malaysia. But as with any M&A deal, the question is, what are the synergies and what will this deal mean for the rest of the sector? For more on this, we're speaking this morning to Tan Jae Young, senior analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank. Good morning, Jae Young. Thanks for joining us. Now, Axiata and Telenor Asia are in advanced discussions on the merger of Celcom and Digi. Are you positive or negative on this move?
We are positive on this. I mean, as we know, the market is, in terms of subscriber or customer base, is already oversaturated. And in terms of player, it's overcrowded. So any in-country combination or merger and acquisition is actually good for the industry. So overall, we are positive on this development.
The merged co will be Malaysia's leading telco in terms of value, with an estimated 19 million subscribers. What are the synergies for both companies?
We see that, first of all, there will be a healthier market competition among the telco players. So likely we see that there are less price undercutting among each other. Secondly, we see that there will be improved operational leverage. Thirdly, we see that there will be more effective CapEx spending, which also means that there won't be any duplication in terms of infrastructure that they build. Fourth, we also see that there will probably be more bargaining power when it comes to procurement for CapEx purposes.
Now, what does this deal mean for competitors like Maxis and U-Mobile?
I think overall, since the merged co is likely to maintain both brands, I think in terms of positioning of brands and target market segments, I think the merged co's Celcom part will still continue to compete with Maxis in the premium market, whereby DG brand will position itself at a more cost-effective segment, whereby it will compete with U-Mobile. So we think that this merged co maintaining two brands, they will have different positioning and target different segments.
Now, Jae Young, you touched on price a little earlier, but will the merger bring an end to the price war that we've been seeing in the telco space?
Good question. We think that this will somehow release the price war temporarily if that happens. I think in the short to the medium term, however, we also do think that this won't last forever, since there are still a lot of players in the market, considering MVNO players as well. Having said that, we also think that in the market of a zero-sum game, this price competition will re-emerge again on a longer-term basis.
The merge co is estimated to have around 34% market share based on revenue and over 40% based on subscribers. Could this pose a regulatory risk or maybe even trigger antitrust questions?
We think not. We analyze this from two perspectives. First of all, in terms of revenue as well as subscriber market share, which the merge co will have about 34% of the revenue market share and about 40% of the subscriber market share. I think, however, understanding from the companies that also take into consideration of OTT players in the market, such as WhatsApp and other rich communication solution providers, they think that there won't be much regulatory concern on this front, which we concur. Secondly, if we look at the Airwave Holdings, this merge co will also be the largest spectrum holder. And due to its much larger subscriber base, this current juncture, we also do not think that it will attract any concern.
Who's the bigger beneficiary from this deal, Digi or Celcom?
We think both DG and Axiata would benefit from this development. However, we think DG will be the more direct beneficiary from any success from the merge co, while Axiata may not be able to monetize that immediately. And at the same time, it would need to safeguard national interests, as they stress in their communication to us, whereby national interests, together along with other institutional holdings, will have more than 51% of the merged co. However, we also do not discount that there's a possibility that the merged co will consolidate its towers by maximizing the usage of Digi Towers, thus reducing its tower rental from EDOTCO, which is a subsidiary of Siata.
And Jayang, while we have you on the line, what's your overall call on the telco sector?
We maintain neutral on the sector, but we reiterate our emphasis on the fixed over mobile, as they are the prime beneficiaries in the broadband and 5G infrastructure rollout. Our topics remain TM with a buy call with target price of 7 ringgit 88, and time.com with buy call with target price 16.88.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Jayang. That was Tan Jayang, senior analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank, giving us his thoughts on the telco sector and, of course, specifically also on the news that we received last week that Celcom and Digi are looking to merge. So interesting that Jayang is of the opinion that Digi is going to be the more direct beneficiary of this plan to merge, while Axiata may take a bit more time to kind of monetize that. Any benefits?
Both Digi and Axiata continue to... No, sorry, Digi is flat this morning. Digi is unchanged at 4.31 ringgit. On a year-to-date basis, up 4.1%. On a one-year basis, down 2.5%. Axiata Group, on the other hand, is down 0.5% to 3.91 ringgit. Year-to-date, it is up 4.5%. One-year basis, up 9.6%. A quick word on the fixed line players. Telekom Malaysia is up 59% on a one-year basis. Time.com up 53% on a one-year basis. And they seem to be leading the telco sector. And this is in line also with Jayang's own calls and on the sector.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.